It's good to see you in the Lord's house. It's good to have several of our families back from trips and vacations. We're so glad that you're back with us today. I want to share with you a couple of verses from Psalm 97. We're considering over the past several weeks the teaching concerning worship, and specifically the worship of God. And I want to read to you verses 6 and 7 from Psalm 97. The heavens declare His righteousness, and all the people see His glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship Him, all ye gods. You know, the Bible is so clear that creation shouts out the fact that there is a Creator. I mean, the diversity, the intricacy of all of the cells that are in trees and plants and humans, and to see all of that, it just screams that there is a Creator God. And yet it says here that all the people see His glory. In other words, with the human eye, they see all of this, and they're confounded. And what do? They worship strange, handmade idols. And the Bible says this word confounded, interesting Hebrew word, it's not just confused. It's not a matter of confusion. It's an intentional confusion. It's just, I do not accept what I see. I will accept what I can make with my own hands. That's if I can craft something with my own hands and make it by myself, I can believe in that. But to look out there and say that that oak tree out there in the middle of that playground was created by God? I can't see that. Now, the standard is set so low for man, and yet it's set incredibly high that we can't believe that God could make all things. Isn't that amazing? That's confusion. That's just utter and complete confusion. And as the Hebrew word here, confounded, it's intentional. Do you think that evolutionary teaching is accidental? That it was destined to happen with the development of mankind? Let me tell you something. It was hatched in hell. It has been brought forth from the devil. It has been promulgated around the world. And today it's the accepted understanding. It is confounded. It is intentional confusion. It was designed to create confusion and to put people on the pathway to believe in man, humanism, rather than God. Now, what does David say here? With that in mind, he just cries out, "Worship Him, all ye gods." He takes in all the consideration of that which man has created and believes in, and himself, and the things that he's made with his hands, and he cries out and says, "Worship Him." You know, that's what they did in the Tampuan villages of Cambodia recently. They went there to communicate the God of the Bible and to point those villagers toward the truth of Jesus Christ and who rises up to create confusion. The devil. Create confusion. Bring the government in. Shake people up. Oh, you don't want to believe this. This goes against the government. You don't have our permission to do that. And so people that are used to that, they become frightened and scared. And so what is Brother J.D. doing? He's trying to challenge them. Read the Bible. Search the Scriptures. You're on the foundation of Jesus Christ. Stand there against the devil and his onslaughts. I want to tell you something. That can be seen out in the open. You can see that. I want to tell you, the devil's doing a more deceptive work in the United States of America. He's done it under the cloak of the church. Isn't that interesting? Deception. The mockery of God in the setting of a church. Abominations taking place within the church walls, and it's all done in the name of Jehovah. What's the cry? Worship Him. Lift your eyes off the gods of this world, little g. Lift your eyes off of them. Put down your handmade artifacts and idols and get your eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we're here to do today, folks. Get our eyes off our problems, off our difficulties, off our mountains that seem so high and impassable. And we need to lift our eyes unto the Lord Jesus Christ, just a little bit higher than the mountain. And who resides there? God does. We get our eyes on Him. Worship Him today. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the eyes of His glory and grace. I'm going to tell you something, folks. It's such a wonderful thing to serve God. He brings clarity out of the confusion. He takes all the blur and the gray areas away and puts things in sharp focus. Pastor Watt got new glasses. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. He was just telling me, he said, you know, I'd gotten used to my old glasses. Then when I put the new ones on, everything was clear. It's amazing. That's what happens when you get your eyes off the world. And I'm not saying you had your eyes on the world, brother. What I'm saying is when you put on God's glasses, His Word, you can see everything clearly then. Why are people being deceived? Because they reject this book. Why are people following after God's little g? Because they've rejected this book. And what does David say? Worship Him. Worship Him.